The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends, fiends, people in between.
What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer or
I forgot. Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the fuck out of here.
Suck
all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by a little MRF. Now fuck off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. Howdy to you and you and you and you too. You, what's new? That's my new poem. It was a haiku.
That was not a haiku.
I was counting on my fingers the whole time because anytime anybody speaks, I assume they're going to talk in a haiku, and I can tell you I needed all of my toes.
I think that was actually like literal.
Yeah.
Oh, they went out.
Yeah.
Were you playing footsies?
He's just jiggling electricity. He's like, I wonder why I keep getting a little zip zap.
Yeah. A little tingle tingle.
I set my microphone down. I only assumed it was that. So
okay. Well,
just perfect timing on my part to blame you.
Anyways, we're back again. And you should tell a friend. So, anyways. It's the Fiend Cast, with your Fiend Cast. I am Spaceboy Dandy. We've got Impaler. We've got MRF. We've got Mitch. And we're in this bitch. So, tell me, guys, what's new in your life? What you got going on? What's popping in these streets?
It's Classic Weekend.
Okay.
But
what is that? Oh god damn it.
No way it is.
It is. Means all the assholes with the cars are gonna be out.
But it's been raining
traffic
shit,
out.
So it's kinda
weird. I love the cars.
I was wondering why I had the urge to cook ribs this bad this weekend. I was like, it was almost like I woke up in like a werewolf mode. I was like, I gotta do some ribs this weekend. I don't know why. And I like went to the grocery store and they're all on sale and I'm like, what is the chances that I wanna do ribs? And these bitches are all on sale?
Oh,
perfect time.
Mm. I mean, well, also, you know, there's the cooking and food and stuff. A lot of stuff is happening in these coming weeks with holidays and such. And
you got
hams. I think Classic Weekend, stuffy, though, is actually so fun aesthetically. I've never actually gone to the game. I've never seen the band or whatever. And I've never actually just hung out, I guess, as the people do for...
Have you ever gotten your chain yanked? Your chain snatched?
No,
Classic?
I haven't. I've just been in the area. And I mean, there's like, you know, anyone who's from Orlando or been in the Orlando area long enough knows that There's certain streets such as Colonial that is just packed with traffic. In fact, there's parts of it blocked off where people are posted up in different parking lots and they have these really, really cool cars, super Southern shit, like just huge, huge wheels, pretty colors, insane rims, insane sound systems, just, you know, the whole nine. And it's a fun little vibe.
Spontaneous booty fests,
like booty just, booty.
Yeah, big yeah. booty bitches,
big it'll booty, just,
yeah.
No, all the booty's booty. The best book booty, but
it's no. booty though.
Some people see that's the problem right there. That's the problem right there.
There's no motherfucking standard.
That, yeah,
no.
see, just yeah. all big the ass internet is ruined. Not good ass. All ass is not good ass.
Definitely not.
The sooner wow. we come to this realization. The sooner.
Nah,
we
this sort is it out. This is the era of like Reddit and OnlyFans.
What does that have to do with fake? What does that have to do with terrible looking asses?
Well, here's the thing.
Because they started getting money with the terrible looking ass, and now they're like, nah, my ass is great.
This is a curse for dudes being so desperate.
That is also it. But hold on. I would say the ratio at the classics is about of good booty versus weird booty.
It's low. It's a low percentage.
I'd say 40-60.
40-60?
I get
40-60. That's generous.
That's pretty good. 40-60.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's 40-60.
That's not bad. That's way better than I thought.
But in that...
Wait, 40% which?
Good booty. 60 bad.
In that 40% good booty is a lot of booty, though, that's just dressed up well.
That is also the thing.
It's just... It's been manufactured.
That's the biggest key to it, though. That's a big part of it, though. Because you can have good booty, but if you don't dress it up right, it'll make it look terrible.
That's true. Or you can have terrible booty. If you make it look right, then that's good.
Wow. You know,
you could stuff them in some tight pants or something.
Have you guys ever considered or thought...
What are you about to say?
What it's like to, like, unpackage the booty and it was not the booty you were advertised.
It's a BBL.
There's sadness to
if
that.
If I pull some jeans down and there's a fucking...
And that little, ass just keeps coming down with it.
There's those Hank Hill butt pads.
She got pancake ass cheek.
Like, you're like, damn, girl, you got all types of ass. But then you take the pants off and like,
okay,
damn,
I understand
you
that you...
No glutes.
It's dimpled in.
I understand that you guys don't want to feel like you've been catfished, but... But there's guys that do the same shit, okay? There's literally guys, okay, they wear shoes that maybe have little extra heels on them, or maybe they hat fish you, right?
Why is it hat fishing? Why is it hat fishing? What is it called when the girls do it? What is it called when the girls wear the wigs and the stuff? Why is there a hat fish? What's the wig? What's the
equal? The weave equivalent?
Guys already talk shit about girls wearing weave and makeup and such.
Hat fish.
So girls can talk about guys with their equivalent of makeup, which would be like hats and beards and, you know, again, shoes, perhaps.
Where do guys talk about it? You women like it, so you do it because we've been telling.
A lot of
people have been saying that they don't like it.
But wouldn't the male makeup truly just be facial hair,
right? Beard.
I feel like anybody can have a hat.
Not everybody can grow a beard.
Well, and not everyone can grow hair.
Not everybody can grow hair.
Some people are.
Hold on over here.
Some people are actually not able to grow hair.
If it weren't for my freakishly small head, I would probably wear a hat all the time. But, you know, I got the head I got, so that's bald it is.
Don't do your head like
but
that.
I feel like you don't want to do that, roaches. But I feel like you never want to be the dude. You don't want to be the hat dude. That's my opinion.
A lot of people don't mind being the hat guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the life people live.
I feel like the hat guy's a problem.
No, walking around with a half bald fucking head with your hair fucking...
Right, because there's some people that you look at their hair and you're
patches.
Like, just do it, man.
No, if you had a bald
head. No, okay, here's the thing. So I've actually... It's funny you guys brought this up. I've seen a few men online who had like hair issues or like it was really thin or it was thinning out and like they're like, you know, they're less than 40, right? So... They have researched different ways and like they do different like oil treatments and like massages and stuff. And like I've seen the results and they like, you know, fix their fucking hair.
Do you know how much money that costs?
I mean,
it costs time and effort. Yeah.
It costs a shit ton of fucking
money.
No,
I don't think
so. You're crazy.
I mean, hey, you got to invest in things you care about.
No.
So, I mean, if you care about having your hair, then it would be something to invest in.
I don't give a fuck. I'll go bald, bitch. I'm not motherfucking spending.
But some people should just go bald.
I'm not spending $4,000 on no fucking hair transplants.
It would not be no
damn.
Well, no. Nobody said anything about
oh, you're talking about surgery. Shit.
I'm not saying surgery. I'm talking about actually your hair growing.
Way. I feel like it'd be easier to grow your beard.
Holistically, if you're using... to do it without surgery, I'm sure it's probably still pretty expensive because you are doing it without surgery. But they're
yeah,
still
but it's
charge.
Like, but like, I mean, the oils and stuff. Yeah, they're probably going to be expensive in like the sense of like maybe $50 a bottle and stuff like that. But I think over the course of time, you know, you do the things. I don't think it would cost you that much. It wouldn't cost as much as like a transplant.
It costs a decent amount. I bet you'd be surprised.
But I have actually seen this other dude who does have like a little piece. It's like a...
Like a toupee? Like a comb over?
If it's all right.
American?
Well, that's the thing. He said they're not called toupees anymore. Okay, it is called...
A piece?
It's called an installment, I believe, sure. A hair installment.
No.
Why not call it a...
That made it sound gayer.
Yeah, so an installment is like what you do. It's not a fucking...
System. Hair system. That's the word. Not installment.
Like an irrigation system.
Right.
It's toupee.
My sprinkler head.
That's what system toupee. Is it? You just put something on top of your head. How is it a system and all you're doing is putting something on your head?
It's a system
a
because
system
you have
multiple parts.
No, it does have multiple parts. You
it's
have
coming
to,
right from your ass up into the anchors in your scalp.
You have to prep your skin. You have to prep the thingy. You have to, you know, adhere it a certain way. And then it like, you know, it has to blend with your actual... It's a system.
If it's okay for the ladies, it's okay for him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No,
well, go off,
you
King.
You can't be walking around with a toupee on.
Then there's just some time.
You know, you
can't have that.
Why are you shaming your brethren?
Some people don't want to let go of the hair, man.
Let it go, man. It's all right. Ain't nobody gonna shame.
I got a buddy.
Go.
I got a close buddy who he won't let go of it.
Just let it go, man.
And he sent me a picture the other morning, and he goes, "Bro, I cut my own hair for my job interview." And, like, I don't know what he was expecting the response to be.
Oh.
But, like, he sent an all-angles picture of, and it's just like, bro, just give it up, man.
Cut it off,
just
bro.
Give it up, bro. Give it all up. Give it up.
That's
gonna
keep
the beard.
That's going to look weird completely
keep the beard.
Bald.
Nah, keep the beard. He will look fine.
Look
he's got a...
look better just bald.
Right?
Beard.
Did you see the circus of it? Because, like, he's got head.
Oh, my God.
I think
back
that...
There.
It's a yikes moment on that. Like...
Well, maybe he can invest in a system.
So right. Just focus on that part.
When you start patching, you got to let it go.
He's got a marvelous beard. It ain't like you know,
no.
Like he can't
think,
just rely on that.
No,
on that.
he could probably implement some of the methods that I was discussing with you before and, you know, get great results.
Jizz into the beard.
I think once your lines start going back, you can't really do shit about that.
Mm-mm.
She's
talking about that snake
try.
Oil she keeps seeing on Facebook advertisements.
That
shit does not work.
I think that's surgery.
Let me tell you what doesn't work with male advertisements. Hair growth oils and
penis enlargement.
Grow your dick pills.
Yep. Yep. Although I have seen that machine that looks like it just stretches your cock out. I just, you know.
I'm not turning my dick into Laffy Taffy, bro. It's not going to. It doesn't
okay,
sound good.
Okay,
sure,
okay.
You may feel a slight pop, but what happens if you get an inch?
I'm good with what I'm good.
You know what that just reminded me of? Oh,
I'm good.
It completely off subject. But since we're talking about fucking penis pumps. You ever
I think penis yanks. I don't know if it was a pump.
You talking about a little machine when you put your wiener in there and supposedly strip makes it bigger, but no. All it fucking does is put air in it. There's those fucking videos, it was back in the day, and it's like those fucking shock sites. I don't know what the hell it was, but it's kind of like cupping, but it's like vaginal cupping. So they like put it
on. Oh
like,
my
oh no.
Fucking God.
And
you're
like, it, like,
not serious.
I'm like, what
oh,
the fuck is that?
No.
It's like people are weird.
You're
man.
Not serious.
like when you put a cup over your
pretty
lips
much, yes.
And you keep sucking
yes.
on it till it gives you
yes.
duck lips, but on the poussoir.
Yes. On the coochie.
Why? Why is why?
Somebody's so looking at it like.
Somebody gets off on it. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody's,
I like that.
Somebody's boyfriend told her that he really enjoys her roast beef, and she took it. She took
look
it the
that.
Wrong way.
It looks like I punched it, but I didn't have to hit it none.
Oh my gosh!
That thing's gonna be bruised for 2 weeks. It's gonna be purple.
Mm.
That
she cannot ride a bicycle.
This is insane.
I'll tell you that. Ain't riding a bicycle.
Oh man! But I guess I can't be kink. I guess I shouldn't be kink shaming over here.
Yeah, oh, is that what it is? It's a kink.
I guess
what they're doing it
yeah,
for.
It's like, definitely got to be.
I
a kink.
Guess it falls. It could. It's not the same, but I guess I put it in the same category like the folk who get like the the little vacuum sealing thing.
The latex suit. Yeah. Latex suit shit. Okay.
That would scare me.
It's like, you know, you could suffocate in here, right? Yeah, like, you should get off on it. Ew.
I think there's a lot of kinks that are honestly, and I know that you're not supposed to shame kink shame.
Oh, but there are some. That are
but
fucking...
there's some stuff that I think you should explore. Why?
Pony like, play.
Like,
both.
You need to figure out what.
Go
this, okay, so the other day I came across this video, and it was like a little podcast clip. I don't remember what the podcast was, but the woman was talking about how...
Was it that black chick?
No. I think it was a white... Okay. I think she was white. Okay. I don't know. Anyways, but she was talking about how she has, like, subs, you know? She does...
She's a dominatrix.
Not chicken tender.
No.
No. She does not make pub subs.
She's Italian sub... grinders,
submissives.
Submissives.
Yeah, and so she has two subs. Oh. That like for their balls to be nail.
Oh, they like CBT, cock ball torture.
Ooh,
I guess that's what it's called. I didn't know there was an abbreviation, but yeah. And she was saying how
there's an abbreviation for everything.
You know, there is. They're really... I shouldn't be surprised. But she was saying the first time she was doing it, like, she was nervous. But the one dude is, like, a nurse. So he, you know, obviously helped her through it. But, like, literally... And then she, like, described what it was like nailing through the skin of his nut sack. And... I'm like, bro, like.
There's got to be better ways
because, like,
to not.
And then there's so many questions. Like, does it stay open like a wound? Like, is it.
I mean, it's going to heal eventually. It's not like a piercing. You're going to take the nail out.
Yeah, I know you're going to take, but I'm saying, like, but then it's like, does it bleed?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
There's lots of veins in that area.
Yeah, cock and ball and torture. There's a lot of little...
Yeah, cock, little, ball, torture. CBT.
There's like a new bit of kicking and punching.
The kicking and the punching.
I'm
all right. Wait,
I'm
all right
with it.
Kicking and punching?
That's the thing. Yeah, like pay to like, they basically like, they'll like sit on like this little chair.
And they just
like
get kicked
out,
in the balls.
Like the balls will be out. And then, like, the chick will, like, basically just...
Like, the chair from 007?
Yeah, that shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, to, like, whack it with, like, this little...
That scene kept me up at night. That's fucked up.
Some people are just more... Hey, man.
Space Boy, you gotta start going on the internet more.
I don't know that I do.
There's free pornography. And people out there doing weird shit.
Yeah.
People out there doing crazy
eating
shit.
Cereal out of buttholes and stuff.
That's the reason I thought you were talking about, because it was the one black chick. She was like, once again, ironically, we say this on podcast. See, not everybody needs a fucking podcast. Not everybody just be on there just saying just incriminating, just saying the wildest shit. But anyway, this chick basically was like, you know, one of the wild things she ever did was like, get like these ice cubes. Basically, it was like these frozen ice cubes. One was basically made of piss, frozen piss.
Okay.
It was like frozen cum. And basically, she stuck them in her ass, stuck them up her ass,
and let them melt.
And then the dude basically fucked her in the ass. No, they melted. And then the other chick basically is a threesome. And the other chick basically served it up.
Got it.
So in my mind, I'm like,
she described this in
on the podcast. So I'm like, ma'am, you have some type of trauma. What the fuck?
You know what's
you think this type of shit is okay?
You know what's hilarious to me?
This is insane.
I shouldn't kink shame. I'm not kink shaming them. I just think that it is hilarious. The people that have fart fetishes, bro.
Fart fetishes are fucking hilarious.
This is just like
shit is so fucking
stupid. So I remember being on a website and just tumbling down a wire rabbit hole.
I forgot about those.
And seeing
the Brazilian fart videos.
And not only that, but like women getting up on cakes, like sheet cakes.
What?
And just farting into cakes.
Fart on sheet cakes.
Farting into the cake.
Into the cake. Like she would get in like she was wearing a bikini, just slam her ass into a cake. And then just start ripping ass into it. And you're like, one, who's about to eat that? Because you know somebody on the set went, well, I'll still get a bite of that. And two, like, who is the person who went to that girl and was like, hey, look.
I'll pay you $200.
$200. All you need to do, no penetration, all right? No semen contact at all.
Is that public sheet cake over there?
You just got to fart on that sheet cake. You know, she probably looked around like, come on. Really?
Well, here's the thing that now I'm questioning. Like, if you do fart on the cake, like, does the...
What the hell is that? Is that ghosts? Do we have ghosts?
Have a ghost.
Podcast ghosts?
But no, I was going to say, like, what if someone, like, farted onto the cake, does it, like, do, like, the air pocket thing and, like, make the, like, cake, you know, like...
Full disclosure, I didn't pay enough attention. I watched the thumbnails and I'm not...
You didn't explore
I wasn't like, this is for me. You know, I looked at the thumbnail. I'm like, that's a cute butt, but like...
Logistics, I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm like...
Too much.
I'm curious at this point. Like, how does that... It just seems messy.
You got sheet cake, you got butts.
Right? Well, and here's the thing. Like, enough to make that sheet cake move in any meaningful way means you're going to have to push.
Yeah.
And they might... You know what? They might...
Put some CO, they like some air.
They might put air in their ass beforehand. They just have to hold it in there.
So they're just pushing.
Yeah, they're just pushing air out.
That would make sense, because you're like, how are you going to sustain like a 15-minute video if you just fart into a cake and not shitting into it by accident?
That's the true uncomfortable part, getting the fucking air up your ass.
Somebody like Ricky's sitting there with his dirt mustache. Yeah, with his dirt mustache. I just put a little in there, ma'am.
Put like 10 pounds in there. 10 pounds of air in your ass.
10 pounds 10
PSI
of air.
Dump in
that
there.
That might kill you. That's too much. Three pounds of air.
That's disturbing. Don't say that.
I don't know. Now I got to look up how much air the asshole can take.
A human take?
No. What? No. That's not a thing.
How much air can you store in your butthole without dying?
The hard-hitting questions, eh?
Let's see. It's gonna search the web.
I don't know that this is a... I don't know.
This is why we need AI.
No, this is not why we need AI.
They would answer it.
They no, that's not a...
How much air can the human body take?
Let's see.
You shouldn't be shooting air.
What's the maximum PSI can be retained by the average human butthole? Let's see.
Butthole's weak, though.
1.2 PSI.
That's not a lot.
Yeah, the
1.3 weak. Pounds or 1.1 square per square inch. Yep, so somebody, thank God for Reddit, because somebody always, any question you could ever Reddit. Imagine, well, somebody's every, already done the weird it, math for
everything
it.
Everything is on Reddit. You get it's all amazing. The answers on
but the
Reddit.
Weird
Reddit
math,
a new wiki.
Reddit's it, actually God. It's just God directly talking to honestly, us and we don't realize
no.
it.
No.
Fucking Reddit. I hate fucking Reddit so much.
Oh, I love Reddit.
The bastards.
You can watch combat footage on Reddit.
You can't watch combat footage. You can watch a lot of footage, shit on Reddit.
Ugh, it's wonderful.
They got some a lot of simps on Reddit, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate Reddit. I think Reddit's pretty interesting, especially I like the Emma asshole post. I know some of them have to be like fake, probably.
Most of them are probably fake.
But they're still entertaining. I mean, they're not creepy.
No, I'm not saying they are creepy pastas. They're just the new pastas.
Little people getting writing exercises.
Pretty much.
Mm. But yeah, that's an. I guess I'm glad that someone found that out somehow. Anyways,
you ever think it's uncomfortable that like you look at an animal and you can definitely see that they're thinking?
Yes.
And then like you do embarrassing shit in front of your animal, and then you're like looking over there, and you're like, I hope you're not an ancestor or some shit like that. Can you imagine?
I mostly just am like, damn, I really wish I could like know what you were thinking right now, because I feel like. You're looking at me like I'm a crazy bitch, and I just want to be able to confirm if that's what you're thinking, because if it is, then I want to address you accordingly.
Well, and that's another weird thing is, like, the way I act when I'm at home is, like, very, like, and, like, not put together or anything like that. So, like, this animal's seeing me in, like, just clips of nothing but my worst moments and piecing that together. So no wonder my cat just disrespects the shit out of me, because...
Right?
Your cat disrespects you because it's a cat.
Yeah, that's true.
They're assholes.
She's old and grumpy.
They are.
They are.
I love cats, though. I don't understand why people don't like cats. No. They're fun. They're great. They're cute. They're funny. They've got personalities.
I think all animals have personalities, except for ants.
I think most of them do.
I think ants are just running in the background.
You know, somebody said jumping spiders, or spiders in general, like, they have personalities.
I've seen those little cute little tiny...
Those are the jumping ones. Yeah.
And people say that they, yeah,
they have individual, personalities, and it's like,
too bad
that's
they got
cute
so many eyes.
And all, but yeah, but, you know, fuck that.
What if they don't? What if people are just projecting
we
want to
relate,
What if people are projecting that on them? Like, they don't, they just have instincts, I think.
I think you're correct. I think that they might have variations in how they behave due to certain, like, I don't know.
I think people mistake learning its habits for a personality.
Yeah. Maybe. But then again, but there's people who, like, have multiple of them, and I guess say they have different, you know, personalities.
I think that they just have different survival instincts, and they learn, you know, they learn things differently.
Yeah.
And they'll copy each other, or they'll do, you know, do what's in their instincts.
Yeah, people are just lonely, and animals take advantage of that, and they're like, oh, you liked when I did that? Watch this, buddy.
Let me know, get some food.
If you could have any insect as a pet, which one would it be?
Like, that would follow my commands?
No, just, it's the insect.
Oh.
It's the same type of insects that exist now.
Yeah, but it, like, likes me and listens to me, or what's, like,
I
what's
mean...
to hold domain over this thing?
I mean...
I just go outside and pick up an ant, and I'm like, this is mine now?
I think technically... From what I've seen of people who, I forget what the term is for people who, like,
druids
are into bugs and shit. No, I think it's like something with an H. I don't know. I don't know the science word for it, but a lot of people who breed and have bugs, like, the bugs are nice to them. I mean, they have relationships.
That's
because
they found out how to
do
the pheromones.
I mean, the bugs don't attack them for the most part.
Yeah, but isn't that just because they're feeding it? Like, it's the food that person's
I don't
food
know,
source?
But I want you to answer my question. If you could have a pet bug, if you had to have a pet bug, insect.
A pet insect. So that doesn't count spiders then, right? Because they're arachnids.
Whatever. They're included. Any type of not big animal.
An octopus.
No, not octopus. That's not an insect.
How about a lobster?
No.
Probably those big ass
lobsters are sea bugs.
That doesn't count.
They're sea bugs.
No, I don't want to hear that fucking sea bug shit.
They are.
They literally are bugs.
I don't want to hear the sea
bug
shit.
They got antennas.
Etymology. Etymology.
Etymology?
Entomology.
Is that what it is?
Entomology.
Okay. I was very wrong. I said it was started with an H.
Is it a singular bug, or is it like, can I get like a hold of a swarm or something?
You can get however many you want. Mm. Just answer the question.
Wasps.
Praying mantises.
Fucking, that would be cool.
Praying mantises?
Praying mantises are dangerous fucking insects, bro.
They're
to each
cool.
other.
Well, to
no,
any
to other
things, bug.
Bro, they'll catch a bug and just like start eating its
that's
head.
True. And, like,
I saw a praying mantis video. He
like,
had two. He had
that's
two
true,
wasps.
But if I have a swarm of them.
Mm. He literally had two wasps, one in each little graspy thing, and he was eating one of them, and he just had the other one. In his
oh,
other
he was letting it watch so that he could eat it and like savor its terror. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to eat this one all al natural, but that one's going to be terror flavored.
It was fucking fly, too. Mm.
That's scary.
It's even more terrifying.
I've seen them get in fights with many a thing.
Apparently, they are mantises in Florida.
Duh.
Which is fucking weird because I didn't think they had them here.
I didn't think they had scorpions, but also scorpions.
The scorpions
we don't have
Florida.
Scorpions are here in Florida.
No. Fact check.
I did already. That was the worst part.
those are definitely not supposed to be here.
Because my buddy was like, there's no way there's scorpions here. And
somebody
I'm like, nah, man.
Somebody brought those.
That's not natural.
That's an invasive species.
Not at all. They're supposed to be in dry.
That
dry
don't make,
places.
That's
like, well, this is kind of the wrong spot for them to be, isn't it?
That's what I'm
they're,
saying.
The most common species of scorpions that you'll run into in Florida are the Florida bark scorpion, the hence striped scorpion, and the guana striped scorpion.
Wow.
And they are mean looking little little buggers.
But scorpions are like little, right? Like
some of them, yeah.
Aren't the majority of them really small?
Yeah.
Some of them get pretty fucking big.
Yeah, but I can't tell how big that is, like, in comparison to something.
I think my niece used to stay in Arizona.
Are they small?
And she pretty much said the scorpions in Arizona are basically like the lizards out here. The motherfuckers are all over the place.
That's smaller than your hand, though.
Like, you'll get scorpion infections. You'll get scorpion infestations over there.
That's nightmare fuel. You don't want that in your house.
I think they're like,
I will eat the shit out of a scorpion.
You will eat it?
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely.
People do eat them.
All right, that's cool.
They have crunchy outsides, but they have soft insides.
Okay, so would you keep pet scorpions?
I get a death stalker.
Okay. Would you keep a pet scorpion?
I would get a death stalker.
Because I think a praying mantis would still fuck a scorpion.
Them claws, the pincers.
Probably. Ants.
Just ants. 1,000 ants.
You would have like a little colony thing?
A whole colony.
You're going to need like billions of ants, but that could work.
And just start rubbing like the queens. Make a jacket of queens. Yeah. Little queen pockets all over me so I can control the ants.
Interesting.
But then they'd be all over you like...
True, but hopefully I build up an immunity.
Wouldn't they start like a system on your body or something?
Hair system.
They got to bring everything to the queen, so...
I think I want to keep like caterpillars or something.
Why?
So you can be a fat, useless caterpillar,
and eventually be disappointed when it like leaves you and you're empty nested.
Exactly. Mm.
That is really mean. I think caterpillars are cute, and well, some of them are kind of freaky fucking looking.
So there's a caterpillar that will crawl into ants' nests and kill all of the ants and start covering itself in ants so they can get the smell of them. And then they'll pick it up and take it to their nest. And then it'll go in there and just start eating everything in there. Mm-hmm. And they'll just allow it to eat everything until they grow into a butterfly.
Yes, I've seen that. I've also seen a caterpillar that can look like a snake.
Ooh, no thank you.
It's nice. I think that's really cool of them.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but they can't do anything. They're just like fat asses.
Okay, that's fat shaming.
Oh my god, I'm fat shaming. They're supposed to be fat. The fatter, the better. It helps with their, what is it called? Transformation.
Mm-hmm. Put that on a shirt. Fat babies are going to help with their transformation.
You guys know how, like, acid, when you take acid, it's supposed to never leave your body. It's supposed to, like, attach to your spine or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
And then if you crack your back enough.
Wait, what? I was never told that shit.
You were not informed of this?
Hell no.
Acid, there's no way for it to leave your body. Like, it doesn't go out of your pores or anything. It attaches to your spine. So all of the hallucinogens that you do not technically leave your body. They attach to your spine, whatever's left over.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I was at a friend's house this last weekend just watching a movie, and they had a terrible couch, one of those couches that you can feel the wood on the inside.
Oh no.
But it didn't go all the way up the
back. Walmart couches.
Yeah, it was awful. But it didn't go all the way up the back. It only went halfway up the back, so like it was pressing into my back. I was sitting there, we smoked a little bit of marijuana, and then while I was watching the movie, I started feeling weird and like hot, very hot, like I was gonna kind of throw up kind of thing, like fucked up. And then I started feeling like I was tripping, like my eyesight fucking went a little bit wonky.
Oh no.
Like everything seemed like it was bigger.
Were you laced?
I was not laced. What I'm pretty sure is what happened is the wood of the couch was pressing into my back for a really long time, and it put pressure on my spine, and I think that it released
some of that old acid that's been laced in there.
Some of the acid that's fucking in my spine, because I felt like I was fucking tripping.
Oh, that's quite a theory.
And I've had that where I've snapped my back, popped my back, and for a few minutes.
Wow. That is so strange.
Yeah. I literally like lost my eyesight, and I only recognize the feeling because I just went to Halloween, so I just had a bunch of experiences where I was tripping, and I think just sitting on the back of this thing, because the same thing happened at another friend's house. They have wood chairs in their back patio.
Okay.
And I was sitting on the back of one of those for a while, and the wood was pressing into my back, and I had like three seizures. And I lost my sight. Like, I couldn't tell what was happening. But the first time I fell, like, I had a seizure and then I fucking fell. And then the chair came with me and I was on the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
And my friend was pressing into my diaphragm to wake me up. And then I sat back down in the chair. And it's the same chair, so the wood was still pressing on my back. But I was sitting there and I lost, like, my vision. Like, I just saw, like, a swirl of different colors and shit.
Oh, wow.
And I could not see my friend in front of me, like, 3 foot in front of my face. Because we were both sitting at the same table. Like,
that's crazy. So, like, is wood your enemy? Like, wood furniture?
I guess fucking so, bro. Like, goddamn. I just got to watch my back, bro. I got to have something on my back because I think that I've just done too many. I think I've done too many drugs.
Too many research
drugs.
Does
ketamine also stick to your spine?
That would be horrible. I would hate to have that.
I had like a weird visual, like I was on ketamine, which I've also been doing a little bit of since Halloween.
Dabbled in.
What else have you been doing?
Dabbled a little bit. A little bit of this and that. I did some ecstasy. I did some acid.
Smoke spice.
I did some ketamine.
I want to do some airplane glue next time I get a weekend.
I didn't smoke spice when it was popular. That shit's dumb. I did. I smoked 2 blunts of it because I was working in a warehouse and these dudes came with me on lunch to fucking smoke. I was driving around and this motherfucker had goddamn K2 and that shit gave me the biggest headache in the middle of my forehead.
Oh no.
That shit was fucking dumb, bro. It's just the dumbest shit. Like, it was, like, a weird high, but it was, like, a weird, like, trippy fucking high.
It was that high that you're like, I don't need this.
Yeah, dude, it felt dirty. It was a dirty
high. I feel like this is a gas station high.
Yeah, bro.
This feels like the store I bought it in. I don't...
instantly felt like, oh, I shouldn't have did this.
It was the worst.
Instant regret, like, damn, this is terrible.
Yeah, dude, that was a terrible headache, fucking K2.
Would you rather smoke K2 all day or drink Mad Dog 2020 all day?
Mad Dog 2020 all day.
MD 2020.
I don't know what that is.
Mad Dog 2020 is like a wine spritzer, like a wine.
It's like
malt
Kool-Aid.
Liquor.
It's like Kool-Aid with alcohol in it. Like yeah.
That shit gives you
like
the worst fucking headache.
It's all sugar.
Because it's all sugar.
It is all sugar.
Ew.
It's horrible.
I've seen bums like down that shit in like one shot.
3-4 Locos. You have to finish all of them. They're the gold flavor,
the
which is 11%.
No,
original recipe.
No, not
Yo,
the gold.
Or
the original recipe.
I just went camping with my buddy Chris, and we were getting fucking drunk out there, and we stopped at we went to a gas station to grab some shit because we ran out of beer that he brought, and I grabbed 2 4 Locos, bro. I grabbed the
you
gold.
Went eight
I grabbed,
loco?
I went 8 Loco, bro. I grabbed one gold one, and I grabbed one green one, but I split it with him, and we both got trash.
Oh, man. That's a quick formula to get fooked.
No,
you want
those
a guarantee?
Things are so fucking... They're so strong.
I went camping, dude, and we were both asleep by like 9:30.
I used to grab 2 of those and play PlayStation 3 all weekend. If I wanted to know I was going to be drunk, that was the go-to.
Oh, man.
3 of those, you have to finish all of them and then go for a jog or...
Get the fuck out of here.
Eat out an entire WNBA team after they've played a playoff game.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
well, here's the thing.
I'll take the Locos.
Yeah,
too,
because like I'm not. Mostly. I don't. I'm not. Dude, I don't know.
These
they're
bitches. Coming straight off the court.
They come straight off the court. This mm-hmm. sweaty. I don't know how it's set up. Some got bush. Some don't got bush. I got time for it.
Nah, I used
can't
to be,
sort them out. You
got time
can't go.
Sorting, I got time.
I used to be an advocate for eating pussy, but these bitches' pH balances be off, and you'll get throat cancer. Like Michael Duncan Clark. That's what happened.
This is very true.
He was eating Omarosa's pussy and got fucking throat cancer.
People's pH gets thrown off. Both ways.
That's because all they're doing is drinking Red Bull.
Both ways.
Red Bull and Blitz.
No, not,
yes.
not both ways.
No, because girls.
Not both ways.
Nah, there's some nuclear semen out there. There's some dudes that are only eating fucking.
Some demon semen.
There's some demon semen. Absolutely.
It splatters up onto the wall of the car and it just starts melting through like fucking
alien. We can't
sit
here and act like these men's is, you know, keeping everything in tip top shape all the time.
Nah.
Like.
I've jerked off and seen my puddle once or twice and just been like, I need to eat better. It's not.
I've been there.
You just look at it, you're like, that's not healthy.
That doesn't seem...
Like, why did it make that sound when it came out?
Why did it come out so slow?
So slow?
so thick.
Oh,
why did it come out so slow and thick?
There's
no grayness in it at all. It's just pure white. Pearl white.
Pearl white.
Just bro. Chonky.
Okay. All right. So. I cannot. I don't. This is
valid information, though.
Yep.
Is it vital information?
It is valid.
Okay. Right. Anyway, so the point is nobody wants to eat out the NBA WNBA team. But the thing is too, like, personally, I could not drink 3-4 Locos. I would, like,
you just gotta chug it. Not think about it.
I would have vomited after the first one and a half, and then I would, like, probably cry and go to sleep. I can't. I would maybe be able to get through two. One and a half, I think I could do if I really pushed myself to the limit.
Three's a hospital trip.
Three
is rough, bro.
It's liver failure.
You're really
three. Three is rough.
Two, but if you hit three, oh geez,
they're 13.9% alcohol.
You won't remember anything.
Yeah, you probably would.
Are you waking up?
You get a stomach pump.
I woke up at 6 a.m, but that was
but you didn't drink three by
no,
yourself.
No, that's true. I split two. But we had two beers before that.
But so, like, you split two. That's so it's like you had one, right?
Yeah,
we'll call it one. But you had also beers.
Yeah, I had two 9.5 IPAs before that.
It don't matter. Four Loko will actually kick the liquor out of you so that it can get you drunk.
It doesn't add to it. It pushes it out and takes control.
It gets out a little liquor switchblade and is like, you don't fuck around on this street?
Bitch, this is my block now, ho. Mm. Yeah, Four Lokos are dangerous. Dangerous.
But they're good if you want to get drunk. They serve
that
their
girl
purpose.
Is so dangerous. Y'all remember Akon? Sorry.
He's out there building wells, isn't he? Him and Mr. Beast having a well off.
Hmm.
You guys hear the allegations about Diddy being
yes.
Diddy,
oh,
no. Diddy being a fucking
I
abuser,
did hear.
Fucking
oh,
Cassie up,
no.
bro.
It's spicy.
She's suing him.
Uh-oh.
It's so spicy.
All right. I need the deets.
Well, I mean, they brought out the big R word.
A lot of shit. A lot of shit been going on. Shit been going on with Diddy recently. To tell you the truth,
I thought he was gay.
First, you had all that shit that happened where they caught that dude. Who they pretty much said killed Tupac.
Yeah.
So it already looked like they're trying to tie it back to Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
So
which they should.
Right there. Which, so after that, then there's the whole thing about, I mean, pretty much everybody at this point knows that Diddy being a fucking butt bandit on the low.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't know that, I don't know what the fuck you been.
Now
you got these allegations come from Cassie saying this nigga was on all types of wild shit. Like, he was having freak offs. And basically, he was getting her nice and he was basically getting her drunk as shit and high as fuck. And he was like paying niggas the fucking shit. And he was like recording it. And then she ain't want
to
do it.
And jerking off.
Like, he would like beat her. Like, he would like beat her up and shit.
He was just trafficking.
Like,
is a word that
literally.
Was used.
Yeah.
It was trafficking.
The grape word.
Diddy was around here getting his Puff Daddy on.
Mm. Yeah, dude.
It's brutal right now.
Mm.
So it was like, it's insane because it's like, goddamn, it was like everything flying at this motherfucker.
I want to know what he did,
so
bro.
Like,
what did he do?
You get pissed off.
Right.
What did he do?
Somebody pulled that envelope and said,
he's been getting away with it for this fucking
exactly.
long.
And that's
dude.
What I was
what
just about to say.
Do?
Because,
what
no,
he
like, every time something comes up about him, it's like, there's this thing about Diddy. And then, like, it just, nothing happens.
Diddy, now here's the thing also. Diddy, like I just said about the whole Tupac thing, he do. Still be getting niggas fucked up.
He apparently has a lot of connections.
He do be getting niggas fucked up behind the scenes.
There's an allegation
because
that,
the Kid Cudi thing.
Yeah,
allegedly, when Cassie broke up with him, she was fucking around with Cudi, and this nigga blew his car up.
Yeah,
no,
he told her that she was gonna blow his car up, and Kid Cudi confirmed that his car was in fact blown up.
Oh.
This shit happened years ago, and ain't he just now finding out about it? That means Diddy been moving like a villain for real.
Well, and that means Kid Cudi was just like, I'm not gonna tell anybody about this. Scott Mason or whatever, he's gonna keep his fucking mouth shut.
Well, I mean, if motherfuckers are blowing up your vehicle,
mobster
really
style.
When that shit was going on, Kanye was tripping, and he showed that like a screenshot. Diddy sending him that message saying, "Man, when I get there, I need to talk to you." You see Kanye like, man, fuck you. You a fan.
I ain't going to let you anywhere near me. Yeah,
that makes sense. It's like, nah, Diddy was weird. Diddy on his... I feel like, yeah, Diddy probably going to jail.
Well, here's the thing, because it's like, finally, like, this thing with Cassie is pretty big, so it's like...
But it's also,
is
like,
this going to be the thing that actually...
It just takes him down?
Yeah.
It's like 20 years old, too.
But, I mean,
there's
it's
no
not...
There's no statute of limitations.
And here's the thing, I'm not going to lie.
I'm not even trying to say he didn't do it. I'm just saying it's just wild that everything, all these things are like dropping like domino.
But people are saying there's a theory out there that Diddy knew this was going to happen, and that's why he did that.
Give people their royalties
stunt
back.
Where, yeah, he gave their royalties back, which didn't really mean shit.
Because they're like not $800 back.
Yeah, they're not getting it for the past money. They're just getting it from now on, mm-hmm. and that shit's not playing anymore. So they're getting no money.
Yeah. I think, like, what's her name? Danny Kane. Like, Aubrey came out and said that, like, yeah, now they got their royalties back, but it's only like $800.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Like
she's
that.
Been she been mad, though. Yeah, she been hating on Diddy.
That's because she was fucking that nigga and she thought she was going to be J-Lo.
That's what her ass gets.
That's what her ass gets. That was
her. She thought she was going to be Nicole Swishner.
Tragic.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Thought she was going to be a new pussycat
no,
doll,
and I'm
bitch.
Not going to, like, listen, when he got, like, married to Cassie, because they were married, right?
Yeah,
like,
married
yeah.
I thought it was weird, only because
like
I just, yeah, I was. It was weird. Mm-hmm. I thought it was weird, and I was like, okay, but I don't know these people, so whatever, maybe she's into it, but it just seemed weird, and now for all this shit to come out, and it was, in fact, very weird. And then also, can we just talk about, so Cassie, she obviously didn't, she was more or less a one-hit wonder. She had other songs, but everybody just knows her for that one song, the Me and You song.
Yeah.
But when you listen to that song, it's very, like,
you can tell she has a gun held to her.
It's like, why are you trying so hard to, like,
please Diddy, don't beat me.
I think she was just trying to get her career popping.
Maybe
she was just passionate about the music. She just wanted to, you know,
no,
get her song out there.
That song was very...
That was her artwork, her craft.
It was a bop, but it was like... Because, I mean, especially with the allegations of her, like, kind of being passed around and shit like that. I mean, that's essentially what that song was. She's like, it's me and you now. You know, everybody else, you've heard from everyone else how great it is, and, you know, shit like that. Go listen to the song. Listen to the song
again. See, back then we didn't really listen to the lyrics, we just listened to the chorus. Mm-hmm. I think Beyonce from Destiny's Child said that about, like, bills, bills, bills or something.
Oh, this is what she says. I know you heard from those other guys the way I do what I do.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wow.
You heard I was good, you want to see if it's true.
See?
Mm. Can I just put a little audio or something real quick for this Diddy? So we talking about Diddy.
Yeah.
Y'all just need to hear this. Just listen to this.
In my kitchen, eating all my cereal.
He said they used to wake up in the bed together.
Mm. Like, what the fuck is Diddy doing with these niggas?
He said,
bro?
Yeah. He said, like, we used to wake up in the bed and fight over the cereal. I mean. Kevin Hart was there. He said, what?
What the?
There's all types of suspect stuff. Bro, it's just obvious.
And, like, I just can't help but to imagine him just, like,
these grown men that he
just, like, diddy bopping as people, like,
he did,
fucking
he,
accuse him of shit.
He used to have, like, some shit called Diddy Camp where it was at his house and he'd invite famous people over to fucking, like, you know, he was fucking around with him. Usher said so. Usher even said so, bro.
Wow.
He started when he was on Howard Stern, and Howard Stern's like, "Oh, would you let your son go to Diddy Camp?" He said, "Hell no."
Oh no!
I mean, shit.
That shit, Diddy, like, Diddy be moving weird, bro.
He's apparently been weird.
Yeah.
And wasn't he doing, like, a thing with what's her name? One of the City Girls, Young Miami.
Yeah, he was paying, like, her $300,000 to pretend to be his girlfriend.
That's weird.
Beautiful.
Why?
He needed her to keep them off his track. He had to keep the disguise up.
Yeah,
what is,
he had
what?
To pretend.
What?
He's pretending.
Oh, and then also
because
this
all
is...
the extra gay shit was coming out, and his old security guard actually has been talking to him and this chick named Jaguar Wright, some lady that's been in the music business for some artist, but, like, not a famous one, I guess. But she's got a bunch of dirt on people.
That's cool.
And she said that you know, she saw Diddy fucking around with a dude.
You know, he was more questionable.
He probably was.
Kissing on some dude neck.
That's more questionable Diddy.
And the security guard said he's sat outside the door while waiting while Diddy was in a room with a dude. And he said he fucking walked out. I think he said it was Ja Rule. He walked out of a room with Ja Rule naked.
Wait, I got this one for y'all.
They were just olive oil wrestling.
Greco-Roman.
This man got fabulous looking shook in there. Now listen.
Daddy, will you put my bed? Daddy, I like when you all scrambling and scraping and shit. I like that.
What the fuck is this? Oh my God.
I'd be pranked.
In hindsight, Diddy been saying some of the wildest shit.
This but he's just blown under the radar for some reason.
Diddy Cent said Diddy asked to take him shopping one day.
That's
he's not he has to take him shopping.
Yeah.
This is.
Another, do you say no to Diddy though?
Like, another man asked to take you shopping.
Hey, nigga, yeah. Let me take you shopping.
Yeah, like what do you? I mean, you've been shot 9 times. I think you say yes.
No, 50 Cent's not going, bro.
Like, nah, bro.
Do you want to be shot a 10th time,
fellas?
He's apparently bulletproof. I don't think he gives a shit.
He's like, nah, bro, I'm not. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Too much care. He don't really too much care.
Fellas, a guy asks you if he can take you shopping.
Yes, what you motherfucking can. Absolutely.
See, I'm gonna be suspicious. I'm gonna be like, no.
I already know.
We staying in public places.
I already know what the deal is.
Like, I know where this is going.
There's cameras everywhere, but I'm gonna give me some clothes and some shoes. And a watch and some cologne.
No, it's like
some household items and groceries.
Also, to add to the Diddy like randomness, so like for Halloween, apparently he wanted to be the Joker. I don't know, but he was like told he couldn't be the Joker.
Last year, he dressed up like the Joker. He had a pretty good costume. I guess DC was like, "Hey man, fuck you! Don't do that again."
So then he was Batman this year.
Batman this time.
But why did they not want him to do it?
Because he's gay and he's a goddamn molester. And apparently he beats on bitches and then sends them to Hawaii for 5 days for them to heal up. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
DC's like, oh, we don't want our psychopathic murder clown associated.
Yeah. What it was. DC also knows how Diddy get down. So seeing him dressed up like a Joker, like, no.
Our Joker doesn't.
Our Joker doesn't mouth hug
the bros.
Like, this man is like too villainous to play a villain.
Exactly. The Joker. That villainous that DC was like, nah, you can't be the Joker, bro.
Please
don't sully our character.
Joker is sick, but he's not touch little boy sick. Kind, bro.
He's got standard.
Around this bitch like Chris Stokes.
Right.
Wow. Making Chris Stokes look like fucking Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, oh, that's
brutal.
It's honestly
No, he did terrible things to those boys. Poor B2K. What's the word? Raz B is fucked up, bro.
Chris Stokes fucked up. B2K and goddamn immature.
Yeah, but yeah, both of them. Poor Marcus Houston.
Poor Batman.
Poor Batman. Poor actual Batman. Not Diddy, but Batman.
Oh, no.
Such Marcus Houston.
Wow. I think he just married like an 18-year-old or some shit.
Why do people keep doing that?
Like, see, okay, I'm glad we got to this. So since we want to talk about this, let me put my stance on here. If you are like a 30-plus year old dude, you definitely should not be.
I think it's closer to 40.
God, because there's no mental connectivity you could have.
Yeah,
there is. It has got to be only physical because there is no like. What are you gonna do? Tuck her in and read? You can't take her out to a bar. Y'all gonna go to a fucking Jamba Juice?
What y'all do with each other?
Right, like, I get, like, you want to nail a hot young piece, but, like, what do you do in the off time?
They can do whatever they want, because he pretends he's, like, a super Christian, and it was, like, a God thing. He's super fucking religious right now.
I'm saving her.
Marcus Houston. He's hiding behind the church.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yikes. Mm.
Yeah,
she's taking her
there's
to heaven.
Also,
she is pretty young.
Like, I was recently reading this thing about Dane Cook, super random, but he is like...
He's still alive?
Yeah, but he's also...
I thought he opted to sell.
That's terrible. Don't say that.
After his career plummeted.
His career did plummet. That's what I was like.
He was on top of the world at one point.
I was listening to this thing about it. Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting how he just like kind of fell off, because it was also interesting like how he came up, because a lot of people really didn't like him. Apparently.
He was not funny.
A lot of people didn't fuck
with
him. He was funny. He had a good little run. The first two stand ups.
He's just energetic, bro. Like
he was energetic, very energetic.
And he was loved by a bunch of dumb college kids.
He's a bro. He's a bro.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was a bro.
You know, and he honestly, he doesn't get the respect he deserves.
He don't deserve no respect.
I was gonna say he got all the respect he deserved.
Exactly.
Then,
but also, he did apparently steal a couple jokes. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I was talking about the fact that this man is like, I don't know, 46 or something, and his wife is like 23.
Yep.
That tracks.
But he met her when she was 17, turning 18.
That tracks.
Like, and started dating her when she was 18.
That makes sense.
And he was 40.
No, that makes sense, because like we said, Dan Cook, he's a bro. He's a bro. He had frosted tips.
Yeah.
He was very energetic.
And that's what bros do. They go back, and they date people that are way younger than them and are dumber and
more naive. That could be their children? That like he's old enough to be her father.
Bro, Dan Cook definitely hangs out with fraternity dudes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm showing up to your party.
Have y'all seen him, though? He also has a lot of, like, Botox and shit in his face. It's not a good look. It's not a good look.
Which is kind of wild, because he's always been buff. So, like, is he buff with Botox? No.
I don't think he's buff. Kind of, yeah.
Like, he looks... gaunt. It's just weird. It's weird. I don't know why these celebrities, or even non-celebrities,
we just going to leave out Leo?
Putting stuff in their face.
I don't remember Dane Cook being
buff. He looked like a sweet potato.
Yeah, that's gross.
What'd he do?
What's that guy, Mickey Rourke? He looks like Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. He's got that face. That leathery skin.
God damn. He need to fix that.
Well, I guess that's the problem. He tried to fix now...
He got enough money to get it better than that.
No. That's what I'm saying is, like, these celebrities do all this stuff to their face, and then they end up looking...
No. How you gonna pass over Mr. DiCaprio? He also a suspect.
What are you talking about? He date the young ones.
Drop your ass after a certain age.
He do.
Somebody said he's got.
Also respect him though, because he is not once ever. Yeah, he's not once ever shied away from it. He just goes like, "Yeah, why not?"
There's allegations like about him. There's allegations about him getting molested that I just saw by some agent dude. And
Martin Scorsese just constantly diddling him.
They say that's why. Well, his one guy was a producer and one guy was his manager, and both of them are like documented arrested pedophiles.
Uh oh.
You gotta get to the top.
That's
somehow.
Terrible.
And there's videos of him touching on him and shit. Like,
oh no!
They were like, yeah.
Like, why? What is it with show business begs for people to be like?
Because it's a bunch of desperate, dumb kids.
Yeah, who are a bunch good-looking. Of desperate people. And, like, people who are really desperate for money.
A bunch of single mothers that are broke and trying to get their kids to do something that makes them some money.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell them.
I mean, shit, think about it.
I'm some waitress at Benihana, and, you know, they're going to get me into the Marvel movie?
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah. I'm going to suck 12 dicks tonight.
Goddamn.
Oh, no.
I love fucking Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
But a dude directed that a fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
That dude also directed Powder. And that's one of my favorite movies, but that dude is a whole pedophile.
That is so unfortunate.
Which, that's like, where do you separate the work
like
from?
Like, he was actually on the list, a registered sex offender, when he directed both of the
that's crazy.
One and two.
That's wild. Oh, wow. And then, like, you know, like Michael Jackson now, like, can you go around singing Billie Jean and then not
yes,
because
my boy was framed. That boy was set up by the feds.
Michael Jackson didn't do it.
He was set up by the feds.
And
Michael Jackson didn't do it. Cole Tolkien said so, bro.
He was too nice.
He was too nice. Well, that's the thing. He was really nice, and he was very childlike.
Yeah, he was simple.
So then people will definitely, you know.
It was Simple Jack.
I still find it insane.
That's also been a trope in like some of those movies about like special people and like they're like too nice to someone or like a kid or whatever, and it's like, you was touching that kid, and it's like they were literally just trying to like give them a hug.
I was trying to pass the ball.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you guys something. Macaulay Culkin was the hottest thing in the United States in the 90s. And if he said Michael didn't fuck him, he ain't fucked none of the other kids.
Right? Because Michael would have 100% fucked him
first.
You
think he was fucking them other kids and didn't fuck Macaulay Culkin? Y'all crazy.
He'd have been like, hey, do that classic cheek slap. Oh, no, not those cheeks.
That dude was a superstar.
So just by principle alone, it just simply couldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Not principle. Macaulay Culkin said, well, yeah.
If he could have resisted the Culkin.
Yeah, if you could resist, yeah.
if he didn't fuck him, then there's no way he was just fucking like little sick kids and shit with cancer with no fucking
right?
hair.
Right, because he
shit.
Wouldn't have wanted to catch cancer either, so.
But no, it does. There is that big question people always like talk about now. Like, how do you separate the art from the artist?
Oh, easy. And,
I mean,
you listen to Billie Jean and go, "Ah, this fucking, yeah. this is good."
Yeah, I play.
You watch Jeepers Creeper. Jeepers Creeper.
No, I mean, people matters. Like they won't yeah. listen to R. Kelly. You know, with nah, like I other.
Listen. I was gonna say. Ooh.
I don't listen to R. Kelly.
I don't listen to R. Kelly because I hate R. Kelly already. But that's because that's because my mom.
Clean up on Sundays.
Yeah, that's because yeah, that's because my mom. That's her fault.
I say yeah. I'm not gonna stop fucking listening to R. Kelly because motherfuckers just fucking listen. I can be like, yeah, he shouldn't do that shit. I got common
sense.
Those
girls don't need to be peed on.
But at the same time, nigga, I'm not gonna not listen to goddamn. You think I'm not gonna listen to Chocolate Factory?
I believe I can fly.
You think right? I'm not gonna put on TP2.com?
Bump and grind,
bitch.
There's too many.
It's happening.
There's too many.
I'll just listen. I'll listen to the albums, and I won't watch him peeing on the girl in the sex tape. Yeah,
I think exactly. There's just a lot of comedic value to things such as Trapped in the Closet, as well as.
Oh, I'm not gonna listen to Trapped in the Closet.
Right, you can't lose that.
No, we can't. We can't just like.
R. Kelly allegedly, supposedly had a fucking sex dungeon.
See, here's
I still question that one.
Y'all hear he's suing somebody?
I'm not interested
somebody.
In whether or not he had the sex dungeon. I know that he
dungeon,
has
right.
had some
definitely
unsafe
kids.
He's
I
had
don't
a,
know about the sex dungeon.
He's had unsavory behavior, and that's all that matters in regards to that. Like, I don't care about the details.
No, yeah.
But yeah. I will say that, you know, the stuff I enjoy, I feel like I should be able to enjoy it regardless of. You know, I mean, I don't know. I know, every, like, it's
the,
kind
the
of
the person
a...
is bad. The art is not bad. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying good art. Even yeah. if the person who made it is bad. Yeah, they suck. But what they created was not what they were doing with those kids. So it's a different thing. You should be able to separate it if you're intelligent enough. One of those dumb people that are like, eh, I'll never listen to them again, blah, blah, blah. But you loved, you either didn't like them in the first place, so you weren't listening to them, so it doesn't fucking matter because you never were.
Right.
Or you're a dumbass.
Or, and you know, honestly, I feel like those same people who are like, oh, I can't listen to or watch this or whatever the case because so and so did blah, blah, blah. I feel like those are the same, very same people who can be bought. And when I say bought, meaning like if you offer them X amount of money to do X, Y, and Z, they probably would, you know, and I think that's kind of like
that's me. And if anybody's looking out there to throw some money this way, I can be bought. It's a high price, but I if you got it,
but
if
it
you
is
got
allowed.
It, I'm selling it.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's people who will do that, but then in the same time, they'll be like, oh, I can't, you know. Like, they have, like, this such integrity of they can't listen to or enjoy this other thing because their morals are so... But, like, if you... But you're also someone who could be bought. So...
Yeah, damn. I don't care. I have no integrity. I will be bought. I'll let that be known right now.
Every chocolate starfish has a price.
That's right.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I think separating the art from the artist is crucial to enjoying your life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, do you, boo. I don't care. Whatever.
I care. Don't be a pansy. Shut the fuck up. Why would you let something ruin something else that you enjoyed? Just continue to enjoy it until you die. You're going to die eventually. Call me a little bitch.
Oh, no, yeah. No. One last thing.
Okay.
Andre 3000's new album.
Oh, so many
yes.
people are pissed.
It's the best video game music.
Fucking
I've
awesome.
Heard in a while. That
flute,
shit's very fucking relaxed. That's video
that
game music.
Flute banging just does your soul something beautiful.
It's like throwing
so
on,
many
it's like throwing
are
on
mad.
YouTube.
It's so funny.
I haven't heard it yet.
Isn't he's been it doing it. Apparently, he's been doing it for years.
Is it a lot of instrumentals, though?
It's only instrumentals.
No, look,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it sounds like.
It's relaxing.
It reminds me of like N64, like. Sega music.
Your fucking bones will actually loosen a little bit.
All right,
your
that's
joints
cool.
get greasy.
Somebody made a that's... joke. They were like, "Oh shit, this Breath of the Wild music." Like, nah, man.
That's cool, but I also understand why people.
That's what
are
I
gotta say.
Why people
they wanted to hear him fucking rap.
Yeah, because like he made the announcement of like, "Oh, album," and then like clarify, "This is all. That, there's no raps." But I think also that's probably why he. Waited so long to announce it because like if he had talked about this like months and months in advance
people would have been
hyping
it
yeah and then you know
That'd have caused World War III.
And then they would have been pissed. Or they would have had a long time to decide, you know what, fuck that, I'm not going to listen to it when it comes out. So like,
they would have checked it out first, figured out it was an instrumental, they would have started bitching immediately.
Immediately.
I don't know if you guys know what the latest concert that Tyler, the Creator, was at. It was some big concert, and I can't remember the name of it. It starts with a G, I believe. But not only did he come out with flamethrowers, like wrist-mounted flamethrowers, and danced around with that, but he also asked if they wanted to hear new music and then said, oh, I wanted to grow up with a father. I guess we don't all get what we wanted. And then
walked off. That's fucked up. I love him. That's fucked up. Was it? Did he do it at Camp Flogna or no?
That was it, yeah.
Okay. I want to go to that's a festival. I don't know why I thought it started with a G. Well, Flogna. There is a G in Gnaw.
There it is.
And Flog.
And Flog.
But yeah, look up the video. He was dancing with flamethrowers. It was pretty badass.
I love that for him. I really do. But yeah, is there anything y'all have to get off your chest before we disperse into the ether?
This saran wrap and this Cleveland steamer I've been holding here all day. This $12 was not worth it. Y'all ain't noticed? This big, I've been laying vertical. I've been laying like horizontal on this table the whole time.
I don't know what's happening.
I didn't know why you were doing that, but you know, I just thought you should live your life.
Yeah.
I thought that you were gonna, you know, we were gonna put some leaves on you and eat some sushi. I thought we were about to have a
Or like that one video with SZA where she has the guy eating like French fries or some shit.
Off her ass, dipping, right?
Yeah, show up. Getting the ass. French fries ketchup. Off of that ass.
Yeah.
Rotisserie ass.
Rotisserie says that. Okay. Mm. All right. Well, you know, I think we're done here. We're gonna go ahead and say good night. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, good week, good month, good year. That's it. Thank you.
And if I don't see you, good night. Good night.
All right. Okay, bye.